It's Friday, May 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, animists in central India threatened 5 Christian families with the loss of their farmlands if they did not return to the pagan religion, and proceeded to beat them when they refused, reports Morningstar News. After the Christians denied a tribal animist leader the use of their land for false worship, a mob of 60 people attacked the Christians. Pastor Sarisguda Ramdar reported, quote, "When the Christians refused, they abused them in extremely vulgar language and started beating them. The mob was very furious and did not spare even the women. They stoned one of the Christians, injuring him in his head and knee," end quote. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." David Beasley, executive director of the United Nations World Food Program, told a UN Security Council meeting last month that the world is not only facing a global health pandemic, but is on the brink of a hunger pandemic. Beasley said millions are already on the verge of starvation, and that if food supply chain disruption continues during the coronavirus pandemic, then millions more would be facing starvation. Beasley estimated that deaths from the economic impact of COVID-19 could outpace deaths from the pandemic itself, especially in Africa and the Middle East.
There are no famines yet, but I must warn you that if we don't prepare and act now to secure access, avoid funding shortfalls and disruptions to trade, we could be facing multiple famines of biblical proportions within a short few months.
300 religious leaders, including evangelical leader Franklin Graham, signed a letter to the U.S. Congress on Tuesday asking for legal immunity to be granted to churches reopening during the coronavirus outbreak. The letter voices concern that officials, quote, "will cherry-pick certain guidelines from around the nation in order to assign liability to religious organizations," end quote. Various pastors have already faced lawsuits, fines, or imprisonment for reopening. A spokesperson for Texas Senator Ted Cruz told Fox News, quote, "Churches are pillars in our society. Congress should ensure that these faith-based institutions are not bullied into closing their doors."